Dr. Taylor Haynes is running for governor as a conservative and a constitutionalist. He's a Cheyenne urologist, a rancher, and has served on a number of boards and commissions, including several years as a University of Wyoming trustee. Recently, his residency in Wyoming has been challenged, and those charges came after this interview was conducted, so it will not be part of this discussion. Haynes said this week that he has submitted evidence that should prove he is a Wyoming resident. Dr. Haynes says the state needs someone like him who wants to govern based on the Constitution. He explains to me what that means.
What we're doing wrong is we're spending money in places that don't benefit our state. Like Endow will not benefit our state. It may benefit a few employees. We need to plan our expenditures based on the purpose of government. Then that will help us with our spending, will also help us with revenues. The other thing that we haven't done, and no one else will do it, is take over management of the federally managed lands in our state that we should have had control of since we became a state. That adds a minimum of $1 billion to our state coffers annually.
Let's go back and talk a little bit about education and your thought process there. One of the challenges we've always had in this state is the issue of local control. So doing some sort of a state-managed system where we set it up and we follow this track, but to mandate it and to mandate specific classes has been something that the state has resisted. How do we get away from that and convince everyone in the legislature to vote your way of thinking?
Excellent question. The Constitution says we have to provide the education, not necessarily micromanage it. See, you need teachers to micromanage education. So I want to go to a voucher system and put the money in the school building, in the teachers, and teacher pay, and in teaching materials, and in that way. But I want to support all facets of delivering education: homeschoolers, private schools, church schools, charter schools, public schools. And so now we will introduce competition into the delivery of education, and we will see our results improve. The state will provide a suggested curriculum. However, there will be schools, parents will be free to choose curriculum. And then we'll see how that works out. Right now, we're not doing very well. We're the seventh in the country in spending. We're not seventh in performance. But even if we were, that wouldn't be very good. In 2015, we were 41st in the world in math and in the mid-20s in reading and science. That's unacceptable. 40% or so of the engineers in Silicon Valley are foreign-born. I'm not opposed to bringing in foreign talent, but I want to educate our children to that same level and then fill in the gap with foreign talent.
How do you make a voucher system work, though, in Wyoming? Obviously, it can work in a place like Cheyenne where you've got a lot of schools, but if we're talking about, you know, Douglas or some of our more rural schools, even smaller than that, how do you make that work?
Excellent question. So the parents get the voucher, they get the account for their children, and then they can work with their school board on curriculum, but they can also, there are a lot of homeschoolers around the state, and they'll be supported. They pay taxes, they'll be supported. Private schools may spring up. But what was found in a state like Wisconsin, which really surprised me, the public schools improved a great deal when a voucher system was placed in that state. Now, they got a lot more population than we have. Okay, cool. In our smaller rural communities, I think the voucher system will allow some competition between public school, homeschoolers, et cetera, which will drive the delivery of education, but also bypasses a lot of administrative overburden, if you will, which is largely federally mandated. So I think it could work very well.
Taylor Haynes visiting with us, a Republican candidate for governor. You talked earlier about not liking Endow. I guess the pushback would be, we talk about diversifying the economy, and if somebody's not leading the way, how do we ever get there?
Excellent question, and really a very appropriate pushback. To diversify your economy, one of the things we need is a well-educated, well-trained, diversified workforce. And my changing how we deliver education will provide that. The other thing we need to do, we do brag about no income tax, and so far no income tax, and if Taylor's governor, there won't be an income tax. But there are a lot of behind-the-scenes taxes where we pay property tax on equipment and things that we've purchased. And then there's a regulatory overburden partly and even sometimes greatly due to federal interference in our state. You relieve that regulatory overburden, and regulation should be public health and safety only, not architectural style and the other things that they've put into the building codes. We need to back away from international building codes and go back to our architectural building codes and our ASME codes, which were basically public health and safety, structural integrity, that kind of thing. When you do that, when you reduce regulation so that people can survive, Bill, the entrepreneurs will diversify our economy. There's a lot of talk about completely getting away from our natural resource base. No, we will never get away from our base, and I have no intention of doing that. That is our strength. We can build on that base. And we're already diversified because even though we have huge natural resource base, there are a lot of service industries and add-on industries and value-added. And I want to do much more with value-added. I want to have power plants here and ship the power out. I want to do more in that area of value-added to our natural resource base. But I want to do that by making the climate attractive to entrepreneurs. And therefore, then I don't have to choose an industry to support. The marketplace will choose the industry. And that's the difference between my philosophy, which is an Adam Smith economic philosophy, and Dow is a Keynesian, J. Maynard Keynes philosophy, that the government stimulates economy. So that's the difference.
One of the things you talked about, the tax situation, and it's maybe not so much about raising taxes where I'm going here with this question, but it's more about maybe evening things out a little bit. When you talk to the energy folks, they'll frequently point out that they're paying a lot more than the rest of us, and we can have another argument or discussion about whether or not that's appropriate. But one of the things that has come up in the revenue meetings the last couple of years is that it's not a very fair system. You've got some people that aren't hardly paying anything, and in some cases get sales tax exemptions where other people are paying quite a bit. The revenue committee is probably going to look at evening that out. Do you support that?
I support evening it out. We all have rights that we talk about. We're all protected by our Constitution. So we all have a responsibility to pay our share. I don't have any problem with that. I'm not really a friend or a backer of exemptions. I really think if you're a citizen, if you're in the milieu, you have a responsibility. There's nothing wrong with evening it out. The thing that I'm talking about is behind the scenes, not only taxes, but so many building inspections when someone's trying to build or remodel, and a bunch of things like that that have nothing to do with safety, have to do with aesthetics, but aesthetics are only in the eye of the beholder. You know, you and I would choose different cars, different shirts, and so forth, and that's our right, and that's what makes America so much fun. So for evening things out is not a problem. But raising taxes at this point, we don't need to, but we do need to change how we spend our money.
Taylor Haynes visiting with us, and let's talk a little bit about that. Every candidate I've brought in here has told me we still have more cuts to make. Is that your thinking as well?
Well, when you say more cuts to make, yes, but the only thing that I am bound and that I have said I'm going to cut is Endow, and I will. It's dead January 2019, and we're going to go in a different direction. When I take over management of all of this additional infrastructure, if you will, there will be quite a bit of shifting of employees in state government around and changing of some state agencies. Maybe some will go away. There may even be a new agency or two. But we're going to restructure our government, so there will be a lot of work to be done. But when you talk about taking over an enterprise with about 8,000 employees, 100 state agencies or so, depending on how you look at them, you want to be careful with that. You want the thing to run as you change directions. And when I say run, I don't want total chaos. I want the thing to run. There'll be fear. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth just because we're making change. So just to say, I'm going to come in, boycott, and we're going to cut. Stop. I'm going to come in, and we're going to restructure how we do things. And we're going to move some people around to where they'll be needed with this new revenue, with this new enterprise for us to run. But I'm just, except for Endow and that type of spending, I'm not going to promise to cut anything else at this point.
Can I ask you, since you have such experience as a University of Wyoming trustee, how you've viewed some of the things that have happened on this campus recently? Trustees certainly getting a little bit more control of the campus and on spending. This is an area I know you know a lot about on this campus, and I'm just kind of curious if you're concerned where the trustees are going or if you think it's appropriate.
I'll tell you what I'm concerned about. I understand we lost some engineering professors because we didn't compete on salary. but we're spending 82 or whatever million dollars on a new building. What I'm going to look at is this, and first of all, I set a goal. For the University of Wyoming, my goal is to move this university well into the top 100 research universities in our country. That's what we need to be because we're a small state, small population, and we can compete with the Ivies and the Stanfords of the world with our academic prowess. We've got the infrastructure, and I want the trustees and administration to take us in that direction. Well, that said, it's the professors, it's the researchers that make you what you are, not the buildings. So I want to change that philosophy. Now, do I want hovels? No. Do I want unsafe buildings? No. But I don't want architectural wonders either. I want buildings that are functional, work, and work well, that are airy and safe, but I want the money spent on the people in the front of the classroom, and I want the world-class researchers and the world-class graduate assistants. That's what makes a research university, and so that's where I'm going with it. So it's a more of a different direction with an urgency rather than a slower pace.
But you were on the trustees, and you know there are smart trustees and some maybe not as up to speed as the others. Do you think the trustees should be the ones doing most of the running of the university, or do you leave that to the administration? Because I think we're starting to see a shift here.
I absolutely think the administration should run the university. A board, whether it's the board of trustees of a university or the board of trustees of a corporation, a board is to take the long view. Managing this institution day to day is clearly the responsibility of the president, her administration, and your deans and department heads. That's who should run the university. The trustee sets the tone. The trustees make some rules in general, but you let your pros on the ground run your institution.
Taylor Haynes, you're a Republican candidate for governor. I know folks can find out more about you on your website. Dr. Haynes, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's HaynesForWyoming.com.